Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Within our Christian subculture, we are so quick to shine things up and make them look happy and give them a happy ending before perhaps we've given proper nod to the lacerating loss that we've experienced. And I was very determined to not be fake. I might be messy and ugly for a long time, but I would not try to put some shiny, happy story on this. So it was about 15 months in before, and it wasn't anything profound, but I just had a nice evening with my friend Kay. We have a Wednesday night service at our church that I'd gone to, and just a great night there. And I was walking back to the parking lot, and it was in August, so it must have been about 15 months after Katie died. And I just got this surge of like butterflies in your stomach and this happiness. And I recognized that is the feeling of joy. And I have not lost it forever. Mm. It's been really squelched. For the first time in 15 months, I cried tears of joy. And I sensed a shift. Like it may take me a long time to really get my feet under me, but there is hope for that to happen if I continue to be authentic in my sorrow and just being open-handed toward God. And then another shift happened, I would say probably about year three. I think that a lot of people hope that after year one, things get so much better because we all know, we've all heard about the awful firsts, you know, all these landmarks you have to go through that first year after you lose a loved one. And that is very true. But then what happens is you step into year two. Everyone who loves you, they don't mean to, but inside they go, phew, she made it through year one. Mm. And they kind of mentally think that you're going to be over the bulk of it. But year two, you're just starting to thaw out. And there's almost a protective anesthesia that God provides in year one because the trauma of that kind of a loss is so severe that you're kind of walking around in the grief fog. You know, you have grief brain. You just can't think. You can't fully feel. So what happens is you cross into year two, it's like the anesthesia has worn off, and now you're feeling the full brunt of your loss, and yet people have already kind of, in some ways, moved on. By year three, I started to sense kind of a shift where, okay, I will never not hate that my daughter died. I will never be glad this is part of my life story, and my life is still beautiful.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.